Hidalgo County Community Service Agency, A Hope for the Less Fortunate. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Jamie Linguoria is the executive director of the Hidalgo County Community Service Agency, CSA. Located in Edinburg, the CSA is a department of the Hidalgo County government that seeks to address poverty and improve living conditions for less fortunate neighbors. Established in the heat of Lyndon B. Johnson's war on poverty, the agency has become an indispensable lifeline for thousands of Hidalgo residents who, without this help, would be left to face the unforgiving agony of poverty alone. In exclusivity, Linguoria told Texas Border Business that the agency is part of the County of Hidalgo and is located at 2524 North, approximately a mile and a half north of the courthouse in Edinburg. It was back in 2015 when I first joined the agency, and in the 8 years since, I've had the privilege to serve and impact countless lives in our county. He continued, "Our agency is a community action agency with a twofold mission. We address the conditions of poverty, making life more bearable for those in need. But more importantly, we strive to help people transition from poverty to prosperity." He pointed out that people often remember them as the agency that used to distribute cheese and commodities. Today, the aid has taken on more modern forms. We help people with bill payments, rent, and mortgages during times of crisis, such as the recent pandemic. However, our assistance isn't just about band-aid solutions for immediate crises. We're committed to addressing the root causes of poverty and helping individuals attain self-sufficiency. He said that they identify the barriers that are keeping people in poverty, such as a lack of job training or education, inability to speak English, the absence of a GED, a broken-down car, or the need for childcare. With this knowledge, we can target our resources to remove these barriers. One instance involved helping a man, who lost his job due to Kmart's shutdown, fix his car's transmission. This enabled him to attend an interview and secure a job at HEB, which was a game-changer for him. The moving, compelling story like this one that he shared that a recently released prisoner who yearned for a job. He was a barber in prison and wished to continue in this trade. The agency put him in barber school, and he became a licensed barber and opened his own barber shop. He noted that the size of the population they serve is substantial. Officially, about 30% of Hidalgo County's 1 million residents live below the federal poverty line, translating to 300,000 individuals. He continued, "In some of our programs, we serve people at 150% of the federal poverty line, which adds up to over 400,000 individuals or about 150,000 families," said Linguoria. "The available resources only allow them to assist approximately 8% of those who qualify for CSA services, specifically in the utility program. Meanwhile, the transition out of poverty program that pays for tuition and more can assist around 40 or 50 families yearly. Despite the resource constraints, they're undeterred. We've seen our model's transformative effect, taking people from dire straits to stability and ultimately to a place above the poverty line. The beacon of hope we provide makes every effort worth it, and our resolve to uplift our community remains unwavering. The backbone of community support, Hidalgo County Community Service Agency." Linguoria added that community service is a collective endeavor that thrives on solidarity and collaboration. The Hidalgo County Community Service Agency, CSA, a vital lifeline for countless individuals in the community, stands as an emblem of this spirit. With a budget of approximately $8 to $9 million, the CSA supports individuals and families living in poverty through a range of services. The primary funding source is federal money, coursed through the state from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. These funds reach CSA through the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs and are divided into two key streams. Over $6 million is attributed to the Low-Income Housing and Energy Assistance Program, LAHEAP, and a little under $2 million is designated for the Community Services Block Grant, assisting with various needs such as tuition. However, the spirit of the agency lies not just in the funding but in the dedicated personnel who tirelessly work to meet community needs. With around 40 full-time employees, CSA manages to stretch its resources to reach as many people as possible, embodying the philosophy of service and generosity. One such innovative initiative that bolsters the agency's capacity is its volunteer program, a conduit for seniors who wish to continue contributing to their community after retirement. Three interrelated programs, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, the Senior Companions, and the Foster Grandparents, all fall under the umbrella of the AmeriCorps Seniors Program. This federal program, supplemented by the county, brings in an additional $1 million to CSA's budget. The Retired Senior Volunteer Program encourages seniors to lend their efforts in response to disasters and support food banks. The Senior Companions, a critical support system during the pandemic, helped the homebound elderly by delivering groceries and providing emotional support. Meanwhile, foster grandparents serve as role models in boys and girls clubs, offering the wisdom and companionship of grandparent figures. The reach of the CSA also extends with the aid of private funding. Companies like Magic Valley and Reliant Energy contribute to the cause. The Commissioner's Court formally accepts such funds on behalf of the county before being put to work in the community. Yet, amid all the activities and programs, the CSA, in the words of its director, emphasizes one crucial message: the need for community-wide collaboration. Every agency has a role to play, and the collective effort of all sectors is indispensable. This sentiment was echoed by Hidalgo County Judge Richard F. Cortez, who underscored the necessity for all school districts, hospitals, cities, to work together. During the pandemic, this value translated into a tangible initiative: cities assisting the CSA in gathering applications for water assistance. It demonstrated that while 40 employees might not be able to cater to the needs of a million residents, a united community certainly could. Community service is a testament to the resilience of people. The Hidalgo County Community Service Agency embodies this resilience, working tirelessly to ensure support and assistance for those who need it most. Lingoria pointed out that the fight against poverty and hardship is not a solo effort but a task that needs every hand on deck. We can make a significant impact only through the combined effort of all sectors. It is the key to a stronger, more resilient community, he finalized.